Hi, this is Dave. You know, there are certain ideas bantered about so frequently and repeated with such sincerity that no one questions their accuracy. And one such idea is the issue of home/work balance. Now, the idea is that there is a conflict between one's work and one's home life. Particularly for entrepreneurs and business people, the issue is poignant and fraught with negative consequences. For an entrepreneur, not a week goes by when he or she doesn't feel guilty for choosing one side or the other. So, you know, you can easily spend more time in the business and just as easily spend more time with the family. Going home often means leaving something undone at the business. So you're guilty and anxious about that. Attending to the task at the business often means leaving something undone at home or someone unattended to at home, and you feel guilty about that. So for most entrepreneurs, most weeks are a lose-lose proposition. No matter what you do, it causes negative consequences. Now books have been written on the subject. Consultants have developed careers, you know, built around giving advice to folks on this issue. Clearly, the issue has a lot of currency in our culture. It is in these kinds of issues that some biblical guidance is helpful. So let's take a look at the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about work-home balance? Nothing. It's a non-issue in the Bible. Now, I know this will upset lots of people. But when you look at the two sides of the equation, you know, family on one side, business on the other, you discover almost nothing about family and quite a few examples and instructions about business. For example, now before you jump to conclusions and close your mind, for example, we almost never see young children in the Bible. I'm aware of you know, I can only think of a couple appearances of a young child. The first occurs in the story of the adolescent Jesus being lost for 3 days on his parents' trip home from Jerusalem. Remember, he was more likely an adolescent in this story than a young child. And then there's the incident of Jesus explaining to the disciples that one needed to be like a young child in order to enter into the kingdom of God. There were young children present at that event. And of course, there's the story of Herod, you know, killing all the children, the young male children under two. Okay, so, you know, we see children, but when we see them, they're sort of, they don't have a big part to play. And when we see children, they are almost always, when we see children who have a role in the Bible, they are almost teenagers or young adults, almost always. Teenagers and young adults, or almost always we see them within the context of the family business. For example, Joseph, along with his brothers, was tending to a portion of his father's livestock holdings when he was sold as a slave. We see Joseph probably as a teenager in his father's business when he was, you know, sold as a slave. Saul was attending a project for his father's business when he was called to be Israel's first king. He was probably a very young man. We don't know exactly how old. David was a young man, probably a teenager, and he was tending to his father's assets, sheep, in his father's business when he was called to be king of Israel. So, you know, we see some of these places where young people and teenagers have a role to play, but every time we see them, it's within the context of the family business. Now, while there's little guidance in the form of specific directions on this issue, we do see a pattern. And the pattern is the family joins the head of the household in the family business. Now, before you go off all the reasons why the biblical model won't work today, let's just play with this idea a little bit. What would it look like? What would it look like if you were to try to bring your family into the business rather than separate the two? Now, a starting point might be, you know, the bring your child to work day, but that's a relatively innocuous event relative to what you could do. For example, if you decided I'm going to try to bring the family into the business, how would you do that? What would it look like? Well, you could evening meals could be a time to discuss the day's events at work, the problems, the challenges, and successes just as much or more than the kids' school day. There may be some business tasks that might be delegated to the family. For example, at one point in my life, I was a salesperson for a hospital supply distributor. My company provided weekly sales reports, showing every item ordered, shipped, and invoiced to every customer. And that was nice, but I wanted to see patterns over time. In other words, I wanted to know what they bought this week and if they bought the same thing last week and the week after that and so forth. The report didn't show me that. It only showed me this week. So I had my kids, when they were teenagers, cut up the computer reports, actually cut them up, sort them by customer, and staple them to scraps of paper, and then file them alphabetically in my account folders. So I could look at an account and see, because the reports were stapled, what they had bought as a pattern over time. I couldn't see that in the reports given to me by the company. My kids earned their allowance. I mean, they did, they I paid them for that. They got an insight into dad's job, and they provided me a valuable service. Now, that was one example, but I think there could probably be lots of tasks that a little creative thinking on your part could come up with. Business picnics and outings could bring people together, provide a topic of conversation in the family. If that's within your ability to do that, that's a way to bring the family into the business. Businesses can undertake service projects, painting a widow's home, cleaning up the roadway, turn those into family events, bring the family into the business. The possibilities for involving families in the business are really unlimited. It just takes a change in mindset and some creative thinking. You could ask yourself this question: what changes can I make in the business that will allow us to more regularly bring families into the business? Now, if you have an executive team, maybe you could brainstorm that. Just the fact that you are asking that question alone separates you from the clear majority of businesses in the world. It's a step in providing a biblical solution to the work and family conflict. We're living in an age when many parents revolve their lives around their children, and as a result, the children naturally gain the idea that the world revolves around them. They're entitled to whatever they want. Christian businesses can provide a real-life opportunity for the kids to be involved in something bigger than themselves. Within the business context, they can learn work ethic, responsibility, getting along with others, taking direction from authority figures. There's lots of lessons that a child can learn from being involved in the parents' business. Christian businesses are uniquely positioned to provide a focal point for the family, to help in the development of the stakeholders' families, to alleviate the work-home conflict. Biblical businesses build better families. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Dave Kale. I just want to take a second and encourage you to expand your thinking and invest Less Than Lunch in the Good Book on Business. That's my 13th book, and it's the one that I am the most excited about. I did a lot of research, and I discovered things about what the Bible has to say about business that you are never going to read and never going to hear anyplace else. I've been a Christian for over 50 years, and I have never, ever heard some of the truths that I discovered in the Bible about business. If you are committed to your business and your career, and if you think that there is even the slightest possibility that God has something in mind for that business and that career, then you need to read the Good Book on Business. Your views about business and your career will never be the same. The Good Book on Business. Just go to www.thegoodbookonbusiness. It's Less Than Lunch. Come on. Okay? Bye-bye.